On the show today, we have Corporate Central Credit Union's very own Mark Bowles talking about his 2019 GAC Crasher experience, and he was a former banker, so he tells us about that experience and why he became a credit union fan. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Mark Bowles, a 2019 GAC Crasher. And we're going to talk today about your crash experience at the 2019 GAC. It was just a few weeks ago. Gosh, it seems like yesterday. And then also another interesting tidbit that I found out about you is that you are a former banker, and now you've come to the light, my friend. You're over with us folks here in the credit union land. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But first, I want to get your take on your crasher experience at the 2019 GAC. How was that?
It was amazing, phenomenal, life-changing experience. One word that we got from Andy Janning to kind of put everything together. So I did kind of debrief myself when I came back. And one word that I could kind of describe was very inspirational.
Oh, yeah.
So it was obviously meeting with all the speakers, the one-on-ones that we had to get them to ask questions, and certainly things that the general public that was there didn't really get to ask. So it was really, really neat and engaging to kind of get that intimate conversation going. And what was amazing about it was being there with 99 other crashers, mm-hmm. and then the seven mentors who, again, did an amazing job. And thanks again, Lauren, for putting everything together, and Filene. Just to kind of, it was interesting to see all the questions and like-mindedness that was in the room to kind of piggyback off of what everybody else was doing. Hearing all those stories, and a lot of those people that were presenting to us were in similar shoes that we were in, so it was really interesting to see on things that they necessarily usually don't tell a lot of people on the, I wouldn't say mistakes, but the things they went through to kind of help us pursue our careers, and especially just hearing the stories from all the other crashers and hearing their life experiences. We were all kind of really in the same boat, and looking around, those were, if not future leaders, they were already existing leaders within our industry and our movement. So it was really nice to network with everybody. So I know I kind of went on a tangent.
No, that's okay. Was there like a couple of highlights that stuck out for you? Any folks that you talked to, anybody, or any something that kind of stuck out from the event that is still kind of still bouncing around your brain about what happened?
There was a few things that kind of happened throughout the process, and one thing that was actually absolutely amazing was hearing Mike Pence speak about credit unions. That was really cool to have him actually come to us.
Oh yeah.
I don't necessarily align with everything that he believes in. And then there was a moment where a lot of the other crashers, we got to kind of communicate through an app called GroupMe, where they felt kind of in a similar situation where, again, he's a big credit union advocate. He's great for those, but there was moments where I felt very uncomfortable, so I just kind of removed myself from the situation. We got to go back to the room and kind of debrief with each other and saying, hey, we don't always need to agree with what's being said to us. And it was nice to kind of get that support from the other crashers too. Mm-hmm. Some of them really just were really in awe of this is a standing vice president speaking to us. You don't get that every day. So it was nice to kind of come back and debrief. And then we did have a session later that we kind of talked about it, saying, hey, one thing that we're really here for at the GAC is if there's something that we want to change, this is the place to go to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even obviously we're there to advocate for credit unions and discuss all of the issues that are kind of plaguing us and bogging us down from doing what we're really here to do, is to help our members and our community. To kind of find another network of saying, hey, just because something's the way it is right now doesn't mean it's going to be like that in the future.
Right.
And kind of discuss the issues that plague us. And I know one thing that we were kind of really, really discussing throughout the entire conference with everybody there was the diversity and inclusion concept that we still, I would say, preach this, but we still need to do a better job of making sure that we give access to everybody and make sure that they don't feel like an outsider and make sure that they're brought to the table with the conversation and that what they're actually speaking about actually weighs into our future decisions.
Indeed. So, what prompted you to be or to apply to be a crasher for the GAC? What sparked your interest?
So I've actually applied for this three times.
Oh, wow.
So on third try, I actually got through. So my real credit union big push was in 2016. I crashed the Wisconsin Credit Union League convention. So I got a first access there, and then I got to crash the CUNA Lending Conference. And then just the networking aspect of that, of again meeting with like-minded people on things that you sometimes feel like you might be on an island, but then you get to these conferences and it's great for the networking aspect of things because they're all kind of in the same boat. Mm-hmm. And it's to share the ideas and everything and to progress everybody. I was informed about crash the GAC a few years ago. But luckily I was picked this year. First, I was the only one to represent Wisconsin, so I was really excited about that. But it was just, I've actually had a few other friends crash the CUNA GAC, and it was just something that they kind of said. It was a very life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. You meet so many people, you get so many great ideas. And again, you get to advocate for the things that we're really here for, is to help promote the communities and the members and get everybody to a place, not just financially, but socially, up to par and kind of help them better themselves on, obviously, what they want to better themselves in.
Yep. Indeed. I want to switch gears here to something that I found out as well, because we were conversing. We actually sat next to each other at the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards dinner put on by the foundation, and just a fantastic event as well. But we got to talking and stuff, and I found out you were a former banker, and I went, oh my gosh. So my first question to you on that topic is, what attracted you toward credit unions that made you leave the banking industry?
So to be 100% honest here, I had no idea what a credit union was when I got hired from a credit union. My real big push out of banking, and I worked for a community bank, and they did do some good things for the community. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of, again, through the CRA, it was a little bit, lack of better words, forced.
Right.
But one thing that I absolutely kind of put me over the edge was, I was a commercial lender, so I had an opportunity to help a customer at the time really get out from underneath what he was in. He had a about $50,000 to $60,000 worth of credit card debt due to kind of medical issues and family issues that he was trying to get out from under, because he was kind of stuck in the perpetual cycle that he was in. It was just basically paying interest. And mm-hmm. Just through a conversation that we had, I was like, well, you own this, you have equity in this, we could refinance everything, we can get you to a better spot. We worked in a loan committee process, so I brought it up to our loan committee, and instead of discussing how we're able to kind of help him and get him out of this and how to put him in a better spot, they sat there and basically discuss how many basis points they think they can really get out of him to make this loan more profitable. And that was one of the, I wouldn't say last straws, but it was certainly something that kind of was eye-opening, because mm-hmm. again, the community banks do a good job in helping the community.
Sure.
But the direction of where we were going, that was one thing that I kind of felt, I don't think this is necessarily for me anymore. And then weirdly enough, right around that same time, I had a old classmate that I went to middle school with reach out to me on LinkedIn, said, "Hey, I see you're in the commercial lending game. We have an opening. Would you like to have lunch?" So I was like, "All right, well, I'll take a free lunch." Went and met with him, and then got to speak to my old boss about what they were kind of looking for, and it kind of really fit in. One thing that I absolutely loved, the old credit union I used to work for also kind of worked under a loan committee process too, where you need to get these loans approved by a committee, and you need to present everything. One thing I kind of was really different was, while I was presenting once, they didn't fight me on anything. They weren't fighting me on, wow, on the loan rate. I got it approved the way it was, and I like left the meeting. I was like, I should have asked for less. This would have helped them out so much more. And then I was talking to my boss. He's like, "Yeah, you probably could have." I was like, I thought they were gonna kind of come back and forth. And then again, backtracking to the Wisconsin Credit Union League's 2016 convention, was again really opening up my eyes about the credit union movement. And that's where I've really, that really just kind of skyrocketed. And was like, I can help so many people and so many things and help our community. And that's really what we're here with. And I've been in love with the credit union movement ever since. So.
Fantastic. That's a great story. Great story. And here's kind of a controversial question. I was just at a recent conference, at a NAFQ growth conference, and I facilitated a panel of former banker executives turned credit union executives. And one of the questions on the panel is like, what can credit unions actually learn from the banking sector that would make credit unions a bit better? So I'd pose that question to you. What can we learn anything from the banking side of it to make the credit unions better?
They do a good job in efficiencies. Being over again at the bank, everything was kind of, this is the way this is. You could kind of see it. I was in the banking industry for about 5 years, so you could see the efficiencies and the kind of innovations that kind of came through as how to make this process better, how to make it easier, how to make it more customer/member friendly, mm-hmm, so that when they're going through this process, we can get this approved easily. The one thing that I absolutely do love is, and seeing currently, is a lot of credit unions here in the state of Wisconsin are trying to capture that. But again, that's 4 or 5 years later, after I was kind of removed from that that process. So it's nice that we're getting there, and that credit unions are thinking more innovative. Obviously, Filene does a great job on issues and kind of starting the conversations on certain things. They just came out with something that I absolutely love hearing, is, again, going back to the diversity inclusion, is the I-10 lending, the small business lending, and again, trying to get people out of the payday loan, yeah, situation. So the innovations that are currently coming through, I think, are only going to benefit the credit union movement in the,
yep,
future.
I agree. Great stuff, Mark. Anything else to wrap up? Congratulations on making it to the 2019 GAC. Again, I totally agree with you. Lauren Culp and the whole Cooperative Trust and Filene Research Institute group do such a fantastic job in getting you guys, kind of rolling out the red carpet for you guys there, and really connecting you with the top people in our industry. And just I think you hit the nail on the head. It's very inspiring to see what happens there with that group each year. And then also, just, hey, thanks for coming over to credit unions and bringing the best of what banks have to offer, and kind of collaborating and bringing that to the credit unions, and just really really doing a good job over here for us. So thank you very much for that as well. And again, thank you for your time. So this is really, yeah, really good stuff, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you letting me share my story. And anybody that's even thinking about ever crashing. I know the leagues do that for their conventions. The cooperative trust offers a lot of different different ways to get young professionals engaged. And the thing I absolutely love, and I'm very passionate about the young professionals, because we are really the next leaders within the industry, even currently. So it's great to kind of, again, get us to the table and actually have those conversations with them. One thing I did love about being at the GAC was just networking with the people, everybody there. They're so welcoming, and we do all really have similar struggles, whether it's a $5 billion credit union or a $50 million credit union. We're all struggling with the same things, and to bring all of our minds together to kind of solve these issues is only going to better us. And I know we're at about 7% market share, and I love the initiative that Kuna and Jim Nessel are doing with Open Your Eyes to a Credit Union. And then again, just being a young professional and being a what I like to call as a later millennial, a lot of the things we do within our industry really align with kind of what people say about millennials, that we do want to work with and put our dollars to work at a socially responsible industry or movement. So with the whole Open Your Eyes campaign, I think that's hopefully going to really capture a lot of the younger generation and get more members involved in things. And again, I know a lot of my friends and family see me do these things, and they're all members of credit unions, and trying to get them engaged, because obviously it's one thing for just the people that work in the industry coming to these things. It's another thing when you start bringing members, and then they get to share their stories on how we helped and bettered off their lives. Yeah. So again, I love that we're really looking forward to kind of getting everybody engaged, and again, opening up and letting us all share our stories, because everyone that I've met, and everyone's got a story, and I feel that a lot of other people would be more apprehensive of moving over to a credit union after hearing the stories, and kind of making it easier for everybody to do so too.
Indeed. Well, great message to end on, Mark. Appreciate it. I think what you do and what all the crashers do and all the young leaders in our industry really complement what credit unions are all about as well. It's just going way deeper than that transaction. You know, so there's a lot more to it than just that. Credit unions really care about their community, and that's what care about their communities, and that's what really sets us apart. And we go above and beyond the call to help people out and change lives. So you guys are epitome of that. So appreciate you guys stepping up and taking the time and taking that extra effort to make our industry even better than it is today. So thank you for that, sir. And on that note, I'll let you get back to work. All right.
That sounds good. All right. Well, thank you again, Mike.
You're welcome, Mark. And tell your friend the T-Rex up there on the wall. He's been scaring me silly the whole interview. Oh my gosh.
He's not real. So, you know,
okay. Whew. All right. We'll be good.